This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It's an historic day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord. Cheryl Chumley also joining us momentarily. And Jonathan, if those are listening live, this is the last day that we have a president by the name of Obama. And we're not too bummed about that. I'd like to sing, you know, liberty is here again. I know there's a long, long road to haul or hoe before we get there, but things are looking up, my friend.
Robert, we survived 8 years of Obama. We have survived, Robert. We're at the point now where we can experience a little bit of freedom. He is leaving. The witch is dead. They're taking him out of Washington.
Wow.
You know, ding dong, the bells are ringing.
Yes.
He's going. He doesn't want to go. He's going to be right downtown in Georgetown. But he's at least no longer in the White House, Robert.
Yes,
his furniture has moved out. All the Trump stuff that's so much better looks more gold and hues and my goodness and style and fashion. They got the Trump Tower down the street on Pennsylvania Avenue. Now they're going to have the Trump White House. It's going to be a beautiful place.
Maybe you can co-host the show with Rosie O'Donnell now that he's gone.
Look, the Muslim prayer rugs are being taken out. Did you know that he actually had Muslim symbols in the White House so that he would humble his staff to accept that they're not to show any sign of disrespect to Islam? I think somehow in a war against radical Islam, putting into the people's house, the White House, symbols of one religion, that is the religion of your enemy, is not a real good idea. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be respectful of all religions. He should.
Sure.
But he shouldn't single out one as a psychological prompt for his people to know we aren't to do anything that would offend. But all that Trump's yanked out. It's going.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the executive
orders. The Christian
orders.
Symbols are being put back in there, by the way. Trump says, look, I'm a Christian, and this is my house. I'm living here, so people can see what I believe in. So I'm going to have Christian symbols instead of these other symbols. Not that they're going to be all over the place, but he's just not going to have the prayer rugs, and he's going to have the Bible he's sworn in on, and he's going to have his, you know, other things that are indicative of a man who is of Christian faith. Hmm. So that's appropriate. Obama was a Christian as well. Yet he saw fit to adorn the White House with, symbols of Islam, prayer rugs and the Quran and these things, because he wanted to humble his people to remind them that we are to pay special homage to this faith, which is the faith of our enemies. Not that the faith is the enemy, but it happens to be the faith of the enemy.
Well, the radicalization, as we've seen over many, many years at this point, and it's nice to see someone who can see a little bit clearer about who are the real threats and act accordingly. And I think that's a good thing. There's a lot of things, including the threat of our own bureaucratic oligarchy, Jonathan, which you have written about so extensively, not only in The Rise of Tyranny, but Restore the Republic. We also have, of course, Cheryl Chumley here, the great book, The Devil in D.C., And, you know, seeing what this transition is in real time, it's quite exciting because Cheryl, we were talking before we got on the air about, like, the Rosie O'Donnell thing. You wrote an article about that, that she's saying, hey, let's declare, martial law. Let's put McCain in. Hold off on this thing. Call a timeout. And it's like the opposition party, if you can call the Democratic Party that, has become so radicalized in itself that it wouldn't know the Constitution if it bit it in the aspirin.
Yeah, the left is pretty loony lately. I mean, to call for martial law, to charge Donald Trump with treason, I mean, the guy's not even in political office yet, and Rosie O'Donnell already has him convicted of treason. She wants to just throw out the whole election and just unilaterally appoint Senator John McCain. I don't know why John McCain over anybody else. I guess because he's the rhino on the the right that the left loves to reach out to whenever they need a Republican spokesperson. But it's crazy what the left is doing to oppose Donald Trump. And, you know, here's a guy who doesn't have a political record. So how about giving him maybe a few weeks before you go opposing his policies? Let's see what he's about.
A few weeks, maybe a month or two. Come on. I mean,
yeah.
It's gotten ludicrous. And to your point, Jonathan, listen, we're tough. We survived 8 years. It's not like we thought there would be, we were going to die in 8 years because of Obama. But seriously, the death knell to the Republic is something that, when you talk about elevating the national debt to $20 trillion. Now, look, we've been outspoken when Bush did it before, when it doubled under him. So this is not about a partisan thing. That's like, I don't care what letter you have next to your name. It's about your policies. It's about your beliefs and how you implement them. And we've certainly seen a little bit more crystallization of where Trump intends to go. And overall, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing.
Well, that's right. And I think Cheryl was right on target when she's identifying the fatal flaw of the present Democratic Party, the reason why it really has lost its currency and ability to elect a president and even members of the United States Senate probably in 2018. And that is because they've identified themselves not with the Blue Dog Democrats, the mainstream Democrats, but with the fringe. And they've energized the fringe. They use fringe language in the hearings, in the confirmation hearings. They drudge up these Wall Street tie type questions, and they condemn people for racism, and they, when there is no evidence of their racism, and they basically that, you know, it's sort of an implied racism, and they castigate and belittle people based on their views. And this whole anti-free speech movement, this PC movement, the idea that you either share our radical agenda or you're not a human being. You're a racist. You're a person who is out to destroy the minority, whatever that is, in any particular time. That whole thing is where they're going. And the result of that is an increasing alienation with the working people in this country and with the productive people in this country. And that's where they're going, and it's a ruinous direction for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll see this in the inauguration parade. You know, we're going to see these radical groups protesting, and we're going to see a very extensive police presence to restrain any such activity that goes beyond protest into the zone of threatening or obstructing or frustrating the accomplishment of his inauguration. Of course, it's going to go through. Of course, he's going to be the next president of the United States. Of course, all of this is irrelevant. But for one thing that they don't realize, by behaving this way and by having their congressional leaders compliment them and stand up for them, even though they're engaged in these destructive, nihilistic, and anarchistic actions of, mm-hmm. of attacking police, attacking authority, attacking free enterprise, attacking anything that makes money, condemning all of those, offering no productive alternative or solution to any problem,
right.
Just tearing down.
Yeah.
That whole attitude which these members are endorsing is increasingly alienating the electorate, is increasingly alienating every group, even those who are liberal but not that far left.
Sure. No, I was watching the HHS, Tom Price, you know, his confirmation hearings. And Cheryl, you know, I'm looking at these leftist Democrats, one lady, I forget which one it was, you know, saying, are you going to cut $1 from this particular budget? Maybe it was Medicaid or something. And Tom Price is going, you know, we have a different way to do this. You want to achieve what you say you want to achieve. We want to do something similar. But is it about making sure that dollar is spent the way you want, that has failed, that is obviously not working? And it's like so disconnected from reality that I have to think, as Jonathan just said, those who lean left and might be Democrats are looking at that and going, these people are out of their mind and they're on my side.
You know, they did the same thing, Robert, when Ben Carson was up for hearings, and they were asking him, there was a particular congresswoman who was asking him, can you guarantee that not $1 of taxpayer money will go toward housing that benefits Donald Trump in any way? I mean, maybe that's their new talking point, you know, the $1 mantra or something like that, because it strikes me as similar right now. But you're absolutely right. The disconnect, it just grows wider. You know, common sense would tell you that we lost historically, we lost, you know, not just in the White House, and we widened the divide in the House and so forth, and Republicans still control the Senate, but we lost in several key state races. And you would think that Democrats might learn from that, lessons learned, let's pick up the pieces, adjust accordingly, and move on, move forward, but they're not. They're just going farther to the left. And, you know, the divide, it's great for Republicans looking 2 years out to the next election, but for the country as a whole, it's just a divider, and it's really dark times that it creates.
Mm. Well, I think, you know, and I'm not about to sing one of those Happy Days Are Here Again songs, because I think that was in relation to more government infusion into the public sector or private sector, which is not what I'm in favor of. But freedom, yeah, I'd like to say liberty is here again. And, you know, if we can see a reduction in the reach of the oligarchy, the regulatory bodies, we'll see more of that freedom and that innovation and the things that made America so unique on this planet really just come through again. Much of the obstacles, pretty much almost all of the obstacles, come from government intervention. You know, we want to limit the damage that they do. That's what our founding fathers knew when they wrote the Constitution. Again, something that our friends on the left often look as a guidebook to intrude upon you rather than leave you alone. All right, we got lots more broadcast healing here of a political variety. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan E. Moore and Cheryl Chumley. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to keep up with Cheryl Shumway, she's writing at her own website now, too, CherylShumway.com, linked up in the show notes, as well as at PamelaGeller.com. And Jonathan Emord can be found at Emord, E-M-O-R-D.com. Links are up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. So if you're listening live tomorrow, final day, Obama transition to President Trump. Very exciting. There's a lot of things, you know, I almost don't want to look back, but I hope we learn from what's happened the last 8 years, much less that anybody would consider Hillary Clinton for president. With the collapse of the Clinton Foundation, particularly shutting down their global initiative, you know, I asked you guys on the break, it's like, why didn't they have a domestic initiative? You know, why does everybody look everywhere else? You know, it's like, yeah, there's problems on planet Earth, but darn it, you know, we got some things here we need to take care of. And I think that's what the American people responded to for Trump, to say, you know what, it's okay to look at yourself, right? If you want to help anybody else, you better be in good shape or else you're not going to be good for anybody. Sorry, I didn't throw it to Cheryl or Norm. I'm sorry, or Jonathan. Cheryl, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been watching with interest, just to take it in a little different angle on the collapse of the global initiative, the mm-hmm. mainstream media's response to it. And, you know, had this been a Trump-run organization, the media would have been all over it. For instance, when Trump University had some issues a few years back, the media just couldn't wait to pounce on it during Trump's campaign season to just sling it through the press and so forth, dredge yeah. it all up wide open. But now you've got the collapse of the Global Initiative, which is a Clinton project, and the media is largely silent on this. You might hear a mention or two, but then they'll boot to something else, go on with, you know, some kind of Hollywood story for 8 minutes. And this is purely, once again, the mainstream media rallying behind and protecting the Clintons, and showing its bias in the process.
I say move the press corps wherever you want, Trump, and eliminate MSNBC, CNN, all of these groups that don't know how to cover a story. And that would be an okay thing by me. But he wanted to expand the room because he wants to bring in new media. And the old press crying and screaming like he wants to kick the press out of the White House. He was just like, okay, we'll fit more of you into this little room until you cry.
Yeah, the reason they're worried about it is because Trump has been so successful bypassing the old guard of the media. He just takes his message to Twitter, and obviously that's resonating with the American people. And now opening the White House to, you know, the peon blogger base, you know, can you imagine the American people turning to a blog report instead of CNN or ABC? They're going to go nuts up there.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan, again, I'm not unhappy to see the Clinton Foundation start crumbling down because they were also responsible for selling, I think, was it a quarter or a third of U.S. uranium supply stores to Putin's Russia?
Well, there's tremendous evidence of influence peddling whereby contributions were made by proxies for foreign governments or by foreign governments to the Clinton Foundation in exchange for access to the secretary, then Secretary of State Clinton, or for even intervention by her to benefit these people, either through direct action or by influencing foreign heads of state to change policies to benefit particular parties making contributions. Now that they no longer have her in a position of power, they no longer can influence public policy. They're on the outs. So not only did their funding sources dry up very rapidly, such that they have to close their doors in July and let everybody go, but in addition, several major donors pulled their funding because, truth be told, there's nothing to buy anymore. So that was a huge conflict of interest, which should have been prosecuted, should be the basis for a prosecution even now. And that raises the question, will Obama, shortly before he departs, grant Hillary Clinton a pardon? And we don't know. We know that they didn't like one another, at least for the longest time. There may be political factors in his own mind that prevent him from doing that. But if he doesn't do that, will the new administration prosecute her? Will the new attorney general, even though he's going to recuse himself on this question, have an assistant attorney general who steps up and says, look, the investigations are ongoing, the evidence is supportive of an indictment, and we're proceeding.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Cheryl, what are you working on this week that we got to look out for at CherylChumley.com?
I am going to be looking at the pardon and see if that comes down, and, you know, the next week of Trump's first week of the White House.
Well, we can't wait to read up on it and get you back on next week for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl Chumley, thanks for being here. Jonathan, we're going to carry on with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. So Clean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Scott Bell Show. All right, breaking news. The FDA finally approved a drug that I can support. Jonathan, get a listen to this. Norm, you're with us too. Breaking news. FDA just approved a new drug for liberal weenies who are crying right now and need a safe space because Trump is going to be president. It's called Groaset for testicular fortitude. So that's the first drug FDA ever approved that I said, that's a good drug. So just wanted everybody to know that. Well, welcome Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And, of course, things are shifting pretty heavily in the District of Columbia there. And you are right in the center of it with the Campaign for Liberty. I don't know if there's like an opening statement in this sense because, you know, you've been up there for a while, through the Ron Paul runs for president on through the Campaign for Liberty. And now with the end of the Obama era and into the Trump administration, what are you seeing?
Well, I think, first of all, I think that this is going to be a very interesting inaugural because I don't remember, and I was 2 or 3 years old when Nixon was sworn in. so I don't have a conscious memory of that, but I don't remember in my lifetime in Anargo where there's been so much talk of openly protesting, disrupting, what is it, 67 members of Congress for boycotting the inaugural. But that aside, I think that we're going to see right off the bat some positive changes, because he said that there'll be, what, 5 executive orders issued tomorrow, and all of which are aimed at reversing, and I think all of which will be aimed at reversing bad Obama executive orders. So this could be an exciting time. There's some dangers ahead, both from Trump himself and also from the permanent D.C. class, which always works to undermine a reformist president and push them to the, quote, center, unquote. But there's some advantages that Trump has, as we were talking about during the break, that Reagan didn't have in terms of an infrastructure, in terms of groups like Campaign for Liberty, activist groups that will support him when he moves to a limited government. And in terms of in Congress, you have a lot more Republicans who are not willing to let a Republican president betray his promises on limiting government, and they're willing to push him to spending than Republican presidents did in the past. Because one of the problems with our last Republican president, and before I go on, let me just say that I certainly send best wishes to George Bush, Barbara Bush, and his and their whole family, whatever you think of their politics. I've always thought that the Bushes, as people, were class act and carried themselves with great dignity in the Oval Office, even when I disagreed with their policies. But was that the Congress went along with their worst instincts when it came to spending. Now I think you have a Congress, you have members like Thomas Massie, Justin Amash, who are going to push them to go with their best instincts when it comes to spending.
Hmm. Jonathan, the risk, of course, you know, with the Republican administration's past is that they grew government in a different way, but they still grew government. And, of course, we know that the larger government is, the less freedom can be enjoyed by the people. So I think, as Norm intimated, you know, the idea that the Republicans will hold the line on growth of government in the midst of Trump's promise to maybe do infrastructure, which is a little more focused on some things that we would say is an America First policy. But how do we do that smartly?
I think he's going to be an iconoclast. I think he is that and will continue to be like that. I think he is going to be a very productive, business-oriented president, and I think what he's going to do is drive through the most extensive legislative agenda and most extensive set of reversals of a prior administration's policies and regulations that we will have ever seen. This is going to, you got to hold on to your hat, because the Trump wind is going to blow at 1,000 miles an hour, and these members of Congress are going to be whipsawed. And you're going to see him grab the reins of government and, you know, get this carriage moving. And the effect of it is going to be profound, because he is like a dog on a bone, in the sense that he will not allow them to deviate from the essential parameters of the promised plans that he has. So he's going to fulfill his objectives. And the remarkable thing about this is that politics as usual is not the order of the day. The interesting thing is, you had in Obama a person who said, I'm going to play in the liberal sandbox. If you don't play the way I want to play in the liberal sandbox, I'm not talking to you. So he ignored Congress for 8 years. Trump, on the other hand, is an embracing kind of a guy who knows what he wants, and like a bull in the china closet, breaks the china to ensure that he gets what he wants. So he's going to go in there. He's going to make friends. He's going to make friends on Capitol Hill, and he's going to make enemies on Capitol Hill, and he's not going to care. He's going to get it done.
Well, as I think I've pointed out, maybe on this show before, I know I've said it several times over the past several months, when people question usually Trump's claims that he's going to be able to make better trade deals and better deals with NATO and with Mexico than previous presidents is. This is a guy who first came to national prominence because he literally wrote the book on the art of deal.
Mm-hmm.
His whole beginning of coming to national prominence was as a great negotiator. And I think Donison is right too that he is he's not going to be the aloof person that Obama was. And, for both good and ill, because you can have, you can get to a point where if the president is too involved in legislation, it can erode the, Article 3 separation of powers. Or Article 1, separation of powers, and the Article 2 branch. But on the other hand, Jonathan is right that, Obama was aloof. He ignored Congress. He ignored Republicans, much to his detriment. I think there was a meeting early on where Paul Ryan tried to present Republican health care ideas for inclusion in what became Obamacare. And Obama began the meeting by saying, here's the basic fact. I won, you lost. Which is his way of saying, I'm not interested in your ideas.
Right.
And, it's possible that had he not been so unwilling to listen, that he wouldn't have had to deal with a Republican House for the majority of his presidency, a Republican Senate for the last 2 years of his presidency, and now a Congress and a president whose major goal is to go back and repeal at least the standing most of the core infrastructure of the most significant domestic policy legislation of his time. So what is Obama's legacy going to be, except for the fact that he'll be recorded as our nation's first half black president?
Yeah. Norm, let me ask you the perspective, because we see the positive, the potential negatives as well. Let's talk about fiscal policy, monetary policy, the Federal Reserve. On one hand, he seems to be open to something like an audit of the Fed, which is something that the Campaign for Liberty has been working on for a long time. We have a Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican in the White House, likelihood of signing that versus further Keynesian debt-based economics, because, of course, I think Trump admits that he's benefited by this current system as well as a businessman, so he knows how to use it. So what do you see potentially is the way this goes from here?
My concern is that some of his spending proposals, his plan to increase the defense budget, which he seems to buy into this line that Obama cut it under sequestration, but that's not the case. We still spend more than the next eight largest spending countries combined. The Pentagon actually wastes more money than Putin spends on his whole military budget of Russia, although that might be because if you're a Russian general, you probably don't want to waste money because Vladimir Putin is probably a little less forgiving of waste than Barack Obama. In order to expand spending, he's going to need, as he talked about during the campaign, a cooperative Federal Reserve. The presidents do influence the Federal Reserve, but it can be a two-way street. Alan Greenspan, and there's actually a recent blog post on Campaign for Liberty site that has some research by actually a left-wing professor. Alan Greenspan played a major role in getting Clinton to support a balanced budget and a tax increase, by basically promising an accommodative monetary policy that would help get Clinton reelected. And if you remember, Clinton had Greenspan sit by the First Lady in his first State of the Union address.
Very true. Very true. I mean, it's, like I said, it's a delicate balance now when we talk about the economy. On one hand, and Jonathan, you know this well, we're seeing some indications that he's going to pull the brakes off the economy by taking a lot of the regulations away. But at the same time, you know, the caution on spending and what we know as Keynesian economics can be disastrous.
Yeah, we have the unenviable reality that the Democratic Party and Obama in particular, through executive action in the administrative agencies and executive memoranda, has so vastly extended the tentacles of the federal government into the marketplace and encumbering market activity that the process of removing that and the process of creating an environment that will survive Obamacare is a costly endeavor. And unfortunately, right, it's not just the military that will be adding to the budget. It's going to be a lot of other activities that are designed to long-term reduce the size and scope of the federal government.
Well, we'll talk about that more when we come back, including what are these executive orders that might be rescinded by Trump's executive orders relative to what Obama has been doing by executive order after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We do the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and he'll slay some FTC dragons too. So look out, bureaucratic oligarchy, he's on the job, and under the new Trump administration, we may see a reduction of the power, scope, and influence of that oligarchy, the regulatory bodies that have been captured by the industry they've been deigned to regulate. For instance, and even the EPA, and you know, if you're a conservative, you don't want a polluted environment. Nobody really wants a polluted environment, but they've kind of painted the picture. The media is conservatives want poisoned air, right? No, it's about protecting private property, and the federal government doesn't do that all that well. It invades it. In fact, the EPA has been shown to pollute private property. So we're looking to reduce the scope and influence of those organizations at the federal level. And bring some of that back to the local level, which would be nice, ultimately, under private property control. So, as we go into the executive order perspective on governing, which I'm not a big fan of, but we have to undo some of the things Obama has done. And I think it looks like Trump's going to come in and do something right out of the gate. Norm, real quick, do you have any insight into some of the things that it looks like he'll squash with executive orders from what Obama just did?
No, but I would guess that it's going to be, as Jonathan said, during the break, some economic growth, some regulations, a lot dealing with the environment. It wouldn't surprise me if he immediately overturned, some of Obama's last minute, regulations on that were done to please the environmentalists, and immediately started opening up more lands to drilling and exploration. He might pick one or two things from Obamacare that Obama changed by executive order and fix those. You know, it's tough to say because it's really a wide target. I think there's a whole wish list of things there. You know, hopefully he will be going through a lot of the midnight regulations that the agencies have been working on since the election. And just get rid of all those.
Yeah, there's still such a fear of freedom from the political left. They think freedom means the end of the world, whereas we would look at the strangulation of the very breathing of the American people would be more closer to what I'd determine to be the end of the world. Where is freedom in this equation? Is it coming back? And Jonathan, you're optimistic at this point. I know we haven't officially started yet, but it's looking a little better.
I'm extremely optimistic. There is a very clear message that Trump is bringing in all of these areas on revitalizing the American economy, cutting taxes, reducing regulation, getting rid of Obamacare, replacing it with something better, building a wall, rearranging our relationships with foreign governments such that Israel is clearly understands and is protected as an ally, Iran is an enemy, and terrorism is the number one enemy, and the purpose of our goal internationally is to eradicate radical Islamic terror. So they're very clear initiatives. That's one thing that tells you in advance of the assumption of power by a president of whether there's going to be a clear landing party that comes in, takes office, fills the agencies, and starts doing things. And all these things are in pursuance of a strong national defense, a limited federal republic, government, restoration of the Constitution, and defense of the nation, and revitalization of the economy. So these things are clear marching orders, and he intends on changing things such that we will have within a year a 3 to 5% increase in the GDP. So he's got a lot of work to do. I think he's going to hit the ground running. I think we're going to see a whole slew of executive orders of Obama yanked. I think we're going to see a bunch of executive memoranda yanked. I think we're going to see the landing parties that have already been interacting with the agencies exert authority for the president and start restraining regulations, revoking them, and moving in the other direction. I think we're going to see a repeal and replace bill that's going to make the media and the liberals in Congress head spin because it's going to be put forth so fast and pushed with such vigor. And I think we're going to see him use his executive power to initiate actions to build the wall and so on.
All right. Well, we're just at the beginning, folks, and I know we got listeners all over the world and looking to learn about where we stand on health, freedom, and healing liberty at the very least, and even more of these political realities we cover each week when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord. And, of course, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you for being here on the last show with President Obama.
That's right. We're going to crank it up. New times next week. The power to heal is yours again.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.